Jamal will be the honoree Thursday night at halftime. And if you're going to be in a stadium and you're going to be on the field on Thursday night, it's best to be an honoree and not a player. It is so difficult for players to have to go from a Sunday or a Sunday night game to Thursday. How many times did you have to do it in your career?
I played in the first year they did it. They started it with NFL Network. It was against the Cincinnati Bengals. I was in Cleveland. And we had to go in and play on that Thursday night, and it was just treacherous. You know, it was like just your film study, your installation, stuff like that. It just got moved up even further, and it was really like no time to prepare. It's more of a mental game than anything else than a physical going in, because you had to prepare well and make sure you knew your opponent and everything else. But I hated them.
Yeah, I don't know that many players enjoy the Thursday night games. The thing a lot of players are not enjoying this year, not that you ever enjoyed officiating, is watching and playing in games with the replacement refs. I'm sure you've had a chance to watch several of the games. What are your thoughts as this issue starts to mushroom?
I just think it's something that needs to be dealt with. It needs to be dealt with. It needs to be dealt with quick before you ruin the integrity of this game. And I think that, you know, you never want to, and a coach will tell you, you never want to leave the game in the hands of the officials. So don't get yourself in that position. You know, try to score more points so you don't have that problem. But just the integrity of the game just need to be protected, and you should not – a game should not be determined by the officials. You know, I think that these guys should be disciplined enough to handle their own. The coaches should be disciplined enough to know that there are replacement refs there, and that things need to be carried a different way. And I think that's more on the organizations and the coaches rather than the replacement refs. They're going to be there, you know, until things get settled. So how do you calm things down and get everybody on the same page, you know? And that's, you know, what you go in every training camp preaching, and that's don't make stupid plays and don't make dumb mistakes. And I see it on TV every week, you know, guys pushing other guys, you know, where's the respect factor with your colleagues? You know, I don't see it anymore.
And it seems like because there are replacement refs, it seems like the games are getting out of control very early on. I mean, you've been in plenty of games where you might not like the opponent. By the fourth quarter, things get chippy. This is by the fourth play. You're seeing, you know, scrums after plays and pushing and shoving. And at some level, it's going to ruin the quality of the game, if it hasn't already.
Yeah, it's respect. It's respect. You know, as me as a player, you know, you don't hit. You do all your dirt and all your work between the whistles. And for guys to, you know, you just see guys after the whistle pushing guys and stuff like that. That's like first day of camp stuff, you know, where the coach got to, you know, nip it in the bud real early and get it done, and then it's done with, because it's like grow up, you know. So, you know, in this game, it's about sportsmanship, and that's what you see on TV, and that's what we should be preaching, and that's what we should be teaching these young folks. So how can we do it if the NFL level you have these kind of issues? And I think it needs to forget about the referees. The coaches need to take responsibility for their teams and start finding and doing stuff like that, because it just, like you say, it hurts the integrity of the game.
Would you love to go back as a rookie in the NFL, knowing now what you know, and take it back to what you talk to young guys in this league, and I think of some young guys like Kelechi Assembly, who's starting at tackle, and Ramon Harewood, Jimmy Smith, who's a second-year player, and guys who have such athletic ability, but you know that they don't know what they don't know yet. You know, at what point in your NFL career did you really feel like you were growing up and you had a sense of, here's how it's done at this level, and there's almost that perfect mesh between your knowledge and your body?
It happened for me about my, I would say my third year, because the second year I got injured. So the first year was the Super Bowl. The second year I came back and got injured. But it was that time when I woke up and I was like, you know, you got to take better care of your body. You got to get your rest. You're a professional now. You're not in college anymore. You know, so you got to get back to those things that got you here. And that was work ethic and sacrifice. And that's what I did. And that's when I really dedicated my off seasons and a lot of my time to preparing for the season and just taking care of my body. And that's where it went from there. And that's where I got the knowledge of doctors and different chiropractors and things like that to take care of my body.
Is it easier in an athlete's career to be focused on things like sacrifice when you are a starving college kid, when you're poor, when you don't have money in your pocket, than when you are, say, a fifth, sixth year NFL player and everybody wants to be on your train?
Oh, yeah. It's very hard because, you know, when you're early on in college and you're coming out, you're hungry. You know, you just – I had a motto, stay hungry and humble. So it was more like, you know, that's where it was at. But when you come to the league, you know, and you get pampered and you got a bigger checkbook and this, that, and the other, you know, you can kind of lose track of, you know, what got you there. And that's the fundamentals. You know, it's just like a football team. You know, when you go out there and you're getting offsides, you're getting too many penalties, what do you have to come back and correct? You got to start back with the basics and get the fundamentals right. And I think that's where something happens, you know, in a guy's career where you have an injury or something of that nature where it makes you buckle down and just realize what's at hand. And, hey, you know, playing the NFL is a privilege, you know. It's not just something that's given to you, handed to you.
And most guys who, like yourself, last a long time in this league usually have one or two positive influences in their life. Sometimes they're in the locker room in the league. Sometimes they're out of the league. Who was it that became kind of your guiding force to keep you from losing focus, losing desire, and losing the ability to keep putting in the work?
Well, my trainer, first of all, Tony Villani, he basically kept me going because it was those days when you're tired and you don't want to move, you don't want to go or whatever, or you've gone out and, you know, you're enjoying the off season, this, that, and the other. You have to have somebody that can buck you down and say, hey, look, you know, we got to get this training. Let's go. Let's get it in no matter what. And, you know, I think my trainer and probably I would say Ernest Byner, he was here. He was a big part, you know, a big influence in my career as well because he recognized and he knew what I was going through at a young age and stuff like that. So he kind of just brought the reality to me as far as he's been there. You know, he's fumbled. He's had, you know, he's fumbled the ball. He's had a lot of adversity come his way and things of that nature. So somebody like that around really helped, you know, when I was in this building every single day and you need somebody to talk to, that was kind of that guy.